That's so cool. Look, do it.
Oh, cool.
That is awesome.
Come on. That's wow.
That is remarkable.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's miraculous. It's beautiful.
Oh, wow. This looks so great.
Those are a number of people's first reactions to seeing the solar eclipse through protective eyeglasses. The Grand Rapids Public Museum and Grand Valley State University's Physics Department hosted an official eclipse watch party at the museum to take in the once-in-a-lifetime event. The last time a solar eclipse was visible from coast to coast in the United States came on June 8, 1918. Dr. Bradley Ambrose teaches physics education at Grand Valley State University. He explains.
Most often, the sun and the earth and the moon don't really line up in a single straight line. The moon is sort of between the earth and the sun. Here, today, the moon is really between the earth and the sun. And even though it doesn't happen all the time, because of the moon's orbit being at a slight angle, 5 degrees tilted with respect to the Earth's orbit around the sun. That's why it's so rare, or rare to be at a place where there's a solar eclipse, but we happen to be right where we need to be.
While Michigan was not in the path of totality and did not experience a total solar eclipse, about 81% of the sun was covered by the moon at the eclipse's peak. The rare phenomenon was enough to please the majority of people that showed up at the museum's watch party, including Ivy Page White.
It was cool.
The next coast-to-coast solar eclipse in the United States will be in the year 2045, according to NASA. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.